It'll be a long time for y'all, feel me?
Hey, good afternoon, podcast audience. To Local 304, Indiana, Ohio, and Kentucky. I-O-K. It's noontime, and it's time for me to bring this, as the local turns, to a conclusion. Again, all week we've been discussing some frivolous charges levied against me by the Tour 1 Chief Steward in Columbus, Ohio. And this is my response. In fact, what I'm going to read the summary from the Chief Steward's charges. In summary, Brother Hodges' actions are causing harm to our union and cannot be allowed to continue. His words are desultory and meant to erode the confidence in our union leadership and local representation. He has continually podcasts and online podcasts as circumvention, to being directed to deceased and circulating a newsletter. He continually misrepresents himself on his podcast as a branch president, where in fact he has been suspended of his duties and is not even allowed to possess a key to the union office. His actions are self-aggrandizing and calculated toward his political goals. His actions are in contrast to his obligation as a member according to Article 3, Section 8, and that of his duties as an officer outlined in Article 4, Section E. Brother Hodge's podcast date back through August of 2018 until the present. Several episodes have been downloaded and included with these charges on compact disc. Also included are the suspension of duty letter, item 1, Article 15 decision, Article 2, and another settlement agreement. He's got some attachments included that the recording secretary didn't bother to send to me. Remedy sought: that Brother Hodge be formally dismissed or impeached from his office of branch president and be prohibited from holding any future offices. Okay, now that is me reading verbatim his summarization and his remedy sought. Now let me add my version of what this nonsense summarizes into. Causing harm. How can I cause harm if I'm trying to motivate you to do better? I don't understand that. If union stewards won't file grievances, but I show members where they have a right to file a grievance, how am I causing harm to the union? I would consider that making the union stronger. And when you say my words are desultory and meant to erode the confidence, again, quite the opposite. If I was trying to erode confidence, I would not run for the position of branch president. I would not have been elected as a branch president. So this is just your version of a member, in this case, a suspended branch president, trying to put a little fire under the feet of the union staff to get them to do a much better job for the dues-paying membership in Columbus, Ohio. You say I constantly misrepresent myself as a branch president. I got bad news for you. I am the branch president. Understand that. I am Kenny Hodge, is the branch president of Columbus, Ohio. And you talk impeachment. I mean, if you were to try to impeach me just out of curiosity, because I'm a student of the game, where in our Constitution does it address impeachment? You see, because at the national level, when we put together our Constitution, the national and the uniform locals, it's understood that if you have a branch president that might be lacking in some areas, as per the local president, then it's part of your responsibility to go make that weak link stronger, not cut it off. So when you talk to me, and I know you like to use that as a badge of courage, that yes, I am an elected branch president, had a disagreement with the local president, and you are right. Not only can I file agreements, I don't have keys to the office. I have no say in grievance activity at work whatsoever. In fact, on a daily basis, I have to battle with you, a steward, not a president, for a parking space that's designated for the branch president. See, this is all the things that we deal with when you look at the Tour 1 chief steward trying to file charges against me. In fact, I guess that parking space is such a hot commodity that when your local president negotiated to bring 45 additional casuals on board, I just want you to know, folks, that was a main topic of his to the plant manager. Don't let Ken Hodge park in the branch president spot. Come on, y'all. I mean, you got to see that your local president is taking us way far. So, and then we come down to my podcast, and I do thank you for putting my podcast on this, but they're always available on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I make some hard statements, but I stand behind the statements that I make. I don't make statements to erode the confidence in union members. I make statements to make stewards do a better job and live up to the integrity of what a union steward is supposed to be. And then we get down to the remedy sort. See, this is where you tip all your cards at. The remedy they want sought is that I be impeached. Well, how are you going to impeach a branch president? I mean, somebody let me know that, please. Because, see, I've checked in the Constitution, or backwards and forwards. I don't see any reference in there to impeachment. And with respect to not holding any offices in the future, well, let me say this to the executive committee at a local 304. What the local president do, you all back that up. So therefore, none of you, and I make this very clear, none of you are qualified or capable to stand as a jury against me, because you're all part of that sick conspiracy headed up by the local president. So don't get comfortable thinking that you're going to get to help him bring charges against me and then sit down to be the judge and jury. I hope that don't happen, because all of you are just as guilty as a local president, as far as I'm concerned, with that nonsense as far as trying to charge me on some frivolous charges. Again, when you break down this charge to the meat and bones and take all the extra off, here it is again as I bring it to a conclusion. Local 304 did not do a good job representing a mail handler. The Tour 1 chief steward was the he did the step 1 and step 2 and cost that mail handler his job. That mail handler was on the street for, and let me say this to you, when you think I'm making allegations about cost that mail handler his job, stand by for the podcast next week, because if we want to file charges, I'm going to bring the gentleman on the podcast, and he's going to tell you in his story, he's going to tell you his story in his words and why I had to even intervene. If the Tour 1 chief steward had done due diligence, this would have never come in front of me. I would have never had an opportunity to help this mail handler. And I want to tell you one other thing, that, I mean, just to show you the ineffectiveness of the Tour 1 chief steward. I won my EEO case with documentation that he gave me. Do you hear what I'm saying to you folks? Yes, we had a conversation, and again, and I made it clear through our whole conversation, he and I were in the office, and there was another student in the office. We don't need to bring names into it right now. And I told him I'm representing Alan on a EEO case. And maybe we could talk, me EEO, him union. And, you know, because he knows everything, he did. He shared with me some of the documents that he had. And let me tell you something. With those documents and only those documents, I presented an EEO case, and we won an EEO case. Now, if you couldn't do that, why are you mad at me? Yeah, why are you mad at me?
Hey,
so
Bill,
I'm sure,
did you hear that?
When you and the local president got together and sat down to bring this charge against me, I'm sure you didn't tell him that you and I talked about this case. You and I had conversation about this case.
Hey, Bib, your steward helped me win the case, Bib.
The sides were clear. I'm EEO, you're union. We shared documentation. And with the documentation you shared with me, I won an EEO case. Now, again, I would have just let that be. But no, you want to get, you know, feeling some kind of way and bring charges against me. Hey, local president, you really got to check your camp out. You sitting around talking to people trying to allegedly coerce charges against me. And it's so funny that the person bringing charges is the person who actually had conversation with me about the case. And again, I told him what I was going to do from the EEO perspective. And basically, in all honesty, once I seen the issue that we were fighting as far as discrimination, trying to fire a black mail handler because he had an improper scan, I mean, I knew that that case should not be very hard to prove, especially in Columbus, where now they're taking a tighter stance on scanning, but that hadn't always been the case. So because you were not able to help that mail handler, I think that's mighty bold of you to want to bring harm to a branch president who could and did help that mail handler. So again, that was me spending all week letting the local get a little inside look at the operating mode of Local 304. Now, let me say this to you. Again, because it's my podcast, naturally, everything that I'm going to put out is my version. But do the research. Look at it. Follow the case. And you will see that what I'm saying is pretty much exact. And I think that as a dues-paying member, for you to have to hear that a steward is bringing charges against a president because the president went outside of the realm in which he has been confined to in order to still do good for mail handlers, I think you folks need to take a hard look at who and why you bring official charges on anybody. And let me, before I bring this to a close, I got to address this whole newsletter issue. Newsletter converted to podcast. First of all, let's understand that a newsletter and a podcast are not the same. And a local president can't mandate me from, prohibit me from mass media. Let's be for real. But let's talk about that newsletter. You see, inside that newsletter, we did interviews on mail handlers. Like we did an interview for the senior female mail handler who's been over 25 years in there. We put safety issues in there. Again, the local president is trying to make that newsletter seem as though all we did was bash the union. And that's not even, that never happened. I questioned some cash disbursements with particular that entertainment fund in our newsletter. But again, I still say he was wrong about that. So I kept my members informed. So when we keep saying this newsletter, again, if you get a chance to download a copy of the newsletter, look at the newsletter, and I bet you there might have been one or two questionable articles in there that make you want to say, hey, headquarters, what's really going on? But again, if everything was on the up and up, headquarters would have no problem responding back saying, hey, this is what happened, this is why it happened. But that never happened. They took a defensive position against one or two articles, and then he wanted to shut down the whole newsletter. Well, again, you could shut down the newsletter because that was union paper, that was union ink, that was union printers. But you got no voice on my podcast. Okay, that's mine. Yes, not the unions, not the locals, not that. That's my podcast. And again, I use my voice for what I think to be a very positive and constructive manner. I want to wake mail handlers up to the fact that we do not have to accept mediocrity. If a person we elect to do a job for us is not doing that job, then don't re-elect that person. And if I get in office and I'm not doing the job, I wouldn't expect you to re-elect me either. So there you have it. As the local turns, again, you won't hear from me on the local turns again for at least a month or so. Because now we have to go into responding to charges, et cetera, et cetera. But again, when I do respond, local president, one last message I want to send out to you as I close. you can make every attempt you want to realign that executive board, the executive council, in favor of what it is that you want to do to me. But that's not going to happen, because the executive council, the executive board, play a part in this, and they support that nonsense which you do. So therefore, I find the executive council, the executive board, and members of Local 304, just as not in the executive branch of Local 304, just as guilty as I find you and the 201 chiefs do it for bringing these frivolous charges against me in an attempt to kick me out or not allow me to be eligible to campaign and be elected the next local president of 304. Have a nice day.